재미와 지식의 오디오 라이프 팝빵.
Welcome back. It's the second day of 2016, and all month we'll be welcoming in the new year with a unified concept for Planet Korea. You know, our usual blank slate segment in which we examine unique facets of Korean culture by tracing a theme wherever it takes us. This week, in an effort to get you one step closer to your 2016 health goals, we sent our team member GP1 to assess one of the most popular New Year's resolutions worldwide.
For the last 7 or 8 years, I've been struggling with losing fat, compromising between looking good and maintaining a realistic, fun lifestyle, and even just figuring out if it's all worth it. So, when 2016 rolled around, I knew it would be a great chance to talk to others about their goals for the new year, particularly as they pertain to health and weight management. The first person I had the pleasure of speaking to is an American expat by the name of Angela, and she prefaces her weight loss journey here in Korea with a phenomena that many expats experience but hardly ever get used to.
When I first came here, it was rather shocking to have people just come up to you and, you know, say, like, oh, you'd be so pretty if you lost weight. I mean, even if I did encounter a little bit of that in the States, it seemed people would just say it more freely here. Like, not even relatives or even close friends, just, like, random people in the subway. They would say to, like, my Korean friends, oh, your friend is so pretty, but if she would lose weight, she'd be even better. So that was a struggle. And, of course, children, you know, as a teacher, children have no filter. They'll just say, teacher, you know, why are you so big? Because they are not used to seeing that many overweight people. I often expect it these days. So every time I meet someone new, I kind of steel myself for that reaction. And I know that's not a good thing, but it's something that I'm trying to work past. And, you know, I have people who appreciate me here. I have my friends. I have my boyfriend. And I don't really care that much what random strangers on the subway think about my weight. But that took me a while to arrive at. You know, that took me a good year of being here to get to that mindset. When I first arrived in Korea, it was in the summer, and I began dropping weight immediately. I lost about 15 kilos in the first 4 to 5 months, I'd say. And it wasn't that difficult for once in my life. It came very naturally and easily. I basically did it just by switching entirely to Korean food. And it did wonders for my health. Although I did try to limit my white rice intake and noodles and things like that. I tried to be careful with that. And that, and combined with giving up my car when I came here and having to walk everywhere, I just was able to lose 15 kilos really quickly. And I felt great. But then, you know, I reached a little bit of a plateau. And since then, my weight has been yo-yoing a little bit, about 10 kilos up and down. So the challenge is getting back to that place of healthy, comfortable weight loss. You know, not just for my ideal aesthetic, but for my health goals. You know, I just turned 30, so I really want to start taking good care of my body, and I'm just doing my best.
Every new year presents a fresh mindset and seemingly endless possibilities. So I asked Angela about whether or not she had prioritized her health in years past, and if she'd continue to do so in 2016.
My New Year's resolution for 2015 was to lose 30 kilos, which I think was way too ambitious at the time. And I was going about it all the wrong way. You know, I got the gym membership and I was trying to do all these exercises that I just hated, and I was miserable, and it was not the right way to do it. So for the New Year's, my new workout routine is better, and I'm really excited about it, and I'm excited about this new year and my diet. I've also gone back to eating Korean food. I'm going to try to maintain that and be disciplined about what I eat.
We're about to hear from another individual who's been on her own fitness journey as well. Like many of us, Mireya's first steps towards a healthier lifestyle were motivated by how others perceived her. And despite some initial stumbles, she's now on her way to maintaining a healthier weight and more positive mindset.
I'm Mireya from Spain. I'm 25 years old.
And right now I'm doing my master's studies here. I'm from Barcelona, from Spain. I was never interested in diet or sport or anything like that. Like, I was really a passive person. I was not doing anything from a sport. I was eating really bad. So I wouldn't say, like, super fat, but I was, like, fatter than other girls. For me, I was all my life being fine. Like, it was perfectly fine feeling like I was, like, not as slim as the other girls. I didn't have any problem with that. And someday, it was a clear moment in my life that I was with my friends, with my group of friends, and one of them was joking, like, kind of mean jokes about fat girls in front of me. And of course, he didn't meant anything bad or mean, but at the moment when he said that, and then I thought, whoa, like, if he's looking like this about her, probably he's thinking the same about me, because I'm like the girl, I'm not so fat in his mind. And at some point, at the moment, I just realized that the others may think that I was a fat person. And I think that started something inside my head, like, okay, I'm being fat, I'm not beautiful, I have to lose weight, like, kind of obsession with that. I was thinking constantly, okay, I have to lose weight, I have to lose weight, I have to lose weight. So during 1 week, I decided something really crazy, which was eating only one apple per day. And I was lying to everybody, saying, oh, I'm eating, but I was not doing it. And then suddenly I had a really strong headache, like I had to go to hospital because I was feeling so sick. And at the moment, I just realized that, okay, I'm doing something that is not good for me. I need to stop this. And if I want to lose weight, I need to do it in a healthy, positive way. And that's when I decided I need to start doing, like, a good diet, doing a sport, and losing weight healthy.
Despite her successful dieting, Mireia still encountered sharp judgments from others, very much in the opposite vein that our first guest, Angela, had when she initially came to Korea.
I lost weight really fast. A lot of people, even friends, they started to judge me and to misunderstand me. So a lot of people started to believe that I was, like, anorexic or I was having some problem like that. And they don't say it in your face, but eventually you know what people think and say about you. I felt kind of offended or bad, or I was thinking, why they think that the only way to lose weight is becoming anorexic, for example? Why they don't think the option of losing weight, being healthy and doing a sport? I don't like to be judged like that because I'm not an anorexic person, so it annoys me. It really annoys me when somebody thinks that only because I'm slim or only because I eat a lot and I don't gain weight, that means I have a problem.
In addition to dealing with the passing criticisms and judging eyes of those around her, Mireia also had to reconcile her own new self-image.
I lost, like, 16 kilograms. I was around 67, 68 kilograms, and right now I'm, like, 52. Now I'm okay with that, but I can say the first month, more or less, after losing all this amount of weight, whenever I saw pictures, it was like, that's not me. Like, it can be me. Like, it's too different from what I had in my head. So I had this kind of problems. And I can say that it was during 1 month trying to make myself believe that I was the person. Like, it was kind of, I'm not going to say like a big struggle or problem, but yes, it was there.
We've heard various successful and not-so-successful strategies to managing your health, all of which heavily emphasize the mental well-being aspect as much, if not more than, the sheer numbers on the scale. To help keep Mireia and Angela on the right path, as well as all of you KoreaScape listeners with a similar goal for 2016, we decided to consult a nutritionist by the name of Clement Gan.
I'm Clement, and I'm from Singapore. I'm a sports nutritionist, and I actually write for a magazine from Singapore itself. So I'm kind of like an offshore nutritionist in Korea. Well, I would say that it's quite drastic. The amount of weight that they actually had lost during this period of time was too much, actually. So basically for a normal, healthy adult, the most that you can actually lose is about 1 kilo. 1 month. Yeah, so anything more than that is actually detrimental to your health. These ladies, they probably need to break the bigger goals down to smaller ones. For example, in the new year, instead of like having a big new year resolution, you can actually break them down to like, or maybe in 2 months' time, instead of drink 3 sodas, I can cut them down to like 2. Or maybe like if I drink a lot of alcohol, I can substitute it with other drinks such as sparkling water. It's not about like totally cutting off or avoiding any of the things that you like, because although there's lesser impact on losing weight, it actually develops like more of a mental block. You think that, okay, this food is bad, I'm going to just cut it off. By doing that, you're actually losing out many nutrients that are really essential for life.
In addition to pointing out that an all-encompassing New Year's resolution is often just too burdensome and unrealistic, Clement also gave me his 2 cents on why people fail so often, following it up with some easy tips to make sure we get started on the right foot.
Well, I think that basically it's more of like a mental block whereby they give themselves too much pressure. And on top of that, they compare themselves with other people, like, oh, look at that girl, she's dressed up so nicely, I want to fit into that dress. It's more of like body image issues itself. So what I can actually recommend is that do something that you like, a physical activity that you like, maybe yoga. Yoga helps you to relieve stress, or even like take up a K-pop dance class. On top of that, you get to actually meet different people whereby probably you can share like your own personal experience with them, and then you can actually relate with them. So in a way whereby it's positive influence. Well, it's the season whereby everyone celebrate and party because it's the new year itself. Just go ahead and eat, but you need to know what you should have and what you can skip for that particular event. Treat every event as an event whereby you have a chance to actually communicate with other people to catch up, instead of treating that as a food event.
But if you're gonna have food, our nutritionist says,
the Korean traditional diet itself is actually quite good, I would say. And it's quite amazing that in Korea, it has one of the least obesity problems in the world. Why? Because of the traditional Korean diet. It's because that there's like a lot of fruits and vegetables incorporated into the meals, which actually gives you the nutrients for you to build your immune system and the dietary fiber needed for you to actually remove all the unnecessary stuff that is not needed in your body. It creates a very good bowel movement.
Angela and Mireya, the two amazing individuals who you heard from earlier, were also happy to share what they've learned from their mistakes so that you won't be bound to repeat them yourself this year.
I recommend for people starting a new routine this year, try to find an exercise that you actually enjoy, that you really, really like. That makes all the difference. I just started a K-pop dance class and I love it. It's my favorite way to exercise. So, you know, just going to the gym and grinding away on the treadmill and the weights, like, you know, that has its place. But if that's the only thing you're doing and you're miserable, then it's not going to be effective.
I think it's important, really important to lose weight healthy. So all the people who is like in the New Year Eve, like, oh yeah, next year I'm going to make my diet and lose weight. And in February they feel they haven't lost anything. They have to keep trying, because of course in 1 month you're not going to make a big change in your body. And even if you do it, probably you're not going to recognize in yourself. So it's something that needs times and needs patience. So the important thing is to have like the will to change, to be persistent on it, and don't give up, because eventually if you keep working, someday all these small things will become a big, big, big change.
In Search of a Better Body, it's the first chapter of our series, New Year, New You. You can look forward to the next installment on Planet Korea next Saturday. For now, that's going to bring today's edition of KoreaScape to a close. Our show is produced by Christina So, GP1, who you just heard from, and Jamie Lee are our writers. I'm Kurt Asian. Make sure to follow us on Facebook or on Twitter, or both. Just use the handle KoreaScape on either of those platforms. And do join us again on Monday when we come back with Culture Pulse and Theory of Korea. We'll see you then.